Feels great.
I've been here for a while, you know, just working out. So, I mean, it just feels good to be back out here on the field, you know, getting to meet my new teammates and, you know, smelling the grass. Just being out here is definitely is fun, man. I'm happy to be here.
A lot more special. You talk about smelling the grass. You know, yeah. You're out. You weren't playing. You didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, you know,
a lot better now.
When you're sitting on the sidelines and you're watching NFL Network and you get to see all your friends around the league play and stuff, you definitely get an itch, you know. And good thing I was working out, you know, coach gave me a call, I was ready to go. So, you know, I'm definitely fortunate, you know, I'm humble, and I thank God that I'm out here, you know, and I'm going to just keep doing everything I can to get better.
Did you always have hope, or were you worried that you were going to perhaps not get a chance to get to play again?
No, that was never in my mind. It had never crossed my mind. My whole mindset was, you know, stay in shape. So when you do get the call, you got to come work out or whatever you got to do, you know, you can go out there and kill it. So that was just my mindset. I thought maybe a little later than sooner, but, you know, I'm thankful Coach Kemp gave me a call early. It gives me a chance to, you know, learn the playbook, get in with the guys, learn everything, you know, have fun.
Lindell, did you have any other feelers? Was this your only option?
Oh, yeah, well, I had other calls, you know, but what better than come home and play right here? You know, my mom, she's ecstatic. She cried. You know, my grandma would have loved it if she was still here. So, you know, I'm glad I'm a Denver Bronco. This is where I want to be.
You know how it is. You grow up in Denver. You dream of playing for this team. Was that a dream for you?
Yeah, it's always been a dream. You know, I used to watch the games, you know, back when John the Great was playing with Terrell Davis. And me and my grandma sit there. We watch every game faithfully, you know. And she's like, one day you're going to play for the Broncos. And thank you, Grandma. Rest in peace.
You've been out here a day now. You haven't seen too much of these guys, but what can you contribute? What can you add?
I'm going to just contribute hard work. You know, I'm coming out here to compete. I just want to go out there and try to make everybody better as well as get myself better. And, you know, whatever takes place, you know. Coach told me I can create my own goals here. I can create my own whatever I do on the field. So I'm going to just keep coming out here every day, work hard as I possibly can, and hopefully everything will work out.
I'm sure you had that conversation with Josh about your future and what you've gone through. What assurances did you give him that you're on the straight and narrow now?
I want to play football, you know. I want to be out here. I like to be out here. I like hitting pads, you know. I like meeting new guys. You know. I love you guys. The media is awesome. But, you know, I'm going to stay away from it. This is my love. This is my passion. I want to do this for the rest of my career. So, you know, I'm going to stay away from everything negative and whatever I have to, you know, as long as I can play football.